Good morning and happy Friday. Today is October the 13th, 2023. And it's Friday. Yeah, lost my train of thought real quick. But welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I have been away for a little bit. I am in the United Kingdom. I have been here since July the 25th on a job assignment. It is so peaceful here. So I am going to start back with my podcast. Not every day until I get back to the States. I am 5 hours ahead of what I'm normally used to on the East Coast. So the adjustment was crazy. So jumping into this and talking about life and changes and things or whatever. You know, there are so many women who are struggling and suffering with identity of self-acceptance. And when I say self-acceptance, it's when you look in the mirror and you find flaws versus finding happiness. That's self-acceptance. This is why so many females and women turn to others to give them compliments and start feeling so low on their self because they don't know how to compliment themselves. When I look in the mirror, I look in the mirror and I smile. I look in the mirror and I say, you did it. You're doing good and you can keep going. A lot of people look in the mirror and they cannot find that happiness. Even when I was 162.2 pounds heavier, I still looked in the mirror and I found happiness. I wasn't 100% happy, but I found my happiness. I didn't look in the mirror to say, oh, this eye seems to be a little off, or this eyebrow seems like the hair is growing different over here. I've always loved my eyebrows because I'm naturally arched. I've never had my eyebrows, I guess you guys get them tweezed and threaded and all of that. I've never had to do that. I have naturally arched eyebrows and my eyebrows do not grow thick or wild. So I don't have to get all that maintenance. I just brush them a little bit with my fingers and I'm good to go. That is a perk for me. There are many of you that have to have your eyebrows out arched. There is nothing wrong with that. If you don't have the money today to go get those eyebrows done, then guess what? Use a little makeup, blend it in with your skin and keep going. There are certain ways to mask those things versus putting yourself down. A lot of women deal with PCOS and they have facial hairs and what have you. And they're very uncomfortable with those features of their body. But there are ways to get treatment. If you have medical insurance, PCOS is a condition. Talk to your provider and see what coverages are covered with this. If you don't have the appropriate medical insurance, YouTube University, TikTok University, there is help out there. Stop beating yourself up and finding fault in you versus loving on you. If you love on you so much, then whatever the outside says, somebody comes by and they say, oh, you're fat. Guess what you do? You smile and you keep going because that isn't you for who you know. I was fat. I'm still fat. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm down 162.2 pounds. Yoo-hoo for me. But I did this for me. I didn't do it to impress anybody. I didn't do it to get accepted by anybody. I didn't do it to change somebody's thought of me. I woke up and I said, it's time to change. After I had my appointment with my doctor on November the 16th, I took the necessary steps to change. He said, well, you got a background in food and nutrition, so you already know what you should have been doing. So do you need the extra tools? I could have easily said, no, I don't need the tools. But I said, yes, I would like to see a dietitian. Even though I got certified as a dietitian assistant, and basically, let me give you a brief history of that. Dietitians are those who have went to college for 4 years or longer, and they specialize in nutrition for the body, the mind, and the soul of individuals. They are licensed to go over diets, and they are licensed to go more in depth with your medical records on what you should and shouldn't. They know how to take your BMIs and get you to understand what it takes, and they can break it all down. Well, there's another layer to that, and that was called the Certified Dietitian Assistant. So in that training and in that certification process, it's about, it used to be roughly a rough, well, working full time, it took me about 9 months to complete. So I worked in the hospital. I worked at Anna Palmer Hospital for Women and Children at the time, and I did dietitian, but I was really focused on learning and doing all of this, and I adapted a lot to the dietitians, and I always asked a lot of questions. So during that process of asking so many questions and wanting to know stuff, the Voltec Center at that time was a school that used to offer a similar training that would have helped me, but they eliminated that training because no one was taking it, and it was just a class that wasn't being utilized, so it wasn't there. So I found out that Penn State in Pennsylvania offered a virtual one, and I talked to the dietitian, and they okayed me to take the certification. I was learning how to do therapeutic diets prior to that, and a therapeutic diet is anyone that is put on a specialty diet. Well, I was learning what was required for ADA, which is American Diabetic Association, for those that were considered diabetic or pre-diabetic or in that range of being diabetic. I was learning renal diets, which people are dealing with when they are having kidney issues, on dialysis, kidney failure and such. I was learning soft food diets, or those who had to get soft foods because of esophagus issues or special surgeries that they needed. I was learning about clear liquids. I was learning about full liquids. I was learning about low sodium. I was taking in whatever information that the dietitian shared with me, and I was trailing along with some of the dietitians to learn. So by me being in the diet office, kind of being one of the senior diet clerks at the time, I decided to go and get certified as a certified dietitian assistant. I learned basically what the dietitians were doing, but on a lower scale. So once the dietitians were giving this person's order, I could literally look at what they were given and what the dietitian wrote, and I could go over it with the family and say, based on your child or based on you being on this special diet, 1800 calorie diet, low sodium, let's talk about the foods and how to do it, and I could break down the menu. So I took pride in that, and I learned. Then I elevated, and I learned how to do tube feedings. So I took this stuff at heart. So I will fast forward back to where the story was. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on what a dietitian assistant is. You work alongside with a licensed dietitian or a registered dietitian, and you assist and help. I haven't looked into it, but I will. I'm pretty sure they still offer those type of trainings, but I'm not sure because it's not talked about a lot. But they use them in the hospitals and nursing homes. Assistant living facilities. So when my doctor said, do you want to see a dietitian? I said, yes, I do. And the reason why I wanted to see a dietitian is because I want to make sure that my knowledge is still up to par, because I haven't worked in that field in a very long time. Plus, I wanted opinions and input and guidance, and make sure that what I'm thinking is accurate and correct. So I took that to heart, and I met with my dietitian, and it took me a while to get into the dietitian because they were all booked up. So I started doing higher protein, lower carbs. I don't do keto. I do lower carbs, higher protein. I try to keep my carbs on average 20 or less a day, but some days it's higher depending on how I'm getting my carbs, and I'm okay with that. And I make sure I load up on veggies, especially those rich in vitamin B, vitamin C, and vitamin D. I eat fruit, but I eat it at a minimum. And then like juices and all of that, I eliminated that out of my diet because I didn't want my blood sugar to spike or other issues that come from the added sugars. So I was determined. I started working out. I don't like gyms. So to eliminate gyms for me was to figure out a way to not go to a gym. I just have a discomfort in gyms. I just don't like them. So what I did was I said, okay, walk away the pounds. There's other stuff on YouTube. There's fitness stuff on TikTok. There's fitness stuff, not so much, but there is fitness stuff on Facebook. So, and then I brought a couple of programs and I started doing that. Not only did I do that, I brought a vibration plate. I also, and I'm going to be selling vibration plates. I've been talking to the manufacturer. So a lot of this stuff is going to fall into place with my coaching, which I'm going to talk about later also. But I did get in line with some other stuff too. But the vibration plate is one of the things that's on my top list of items. Okay, so I brought a vibration plate. I brought a mini stepper. I didn't just buy one mini stepper. I brought two. I leave one at the house because my mom uses it to keep the circulation in her legs. And then I pack the other one in my suitcase. It is compact and small. It weighs about 20 pounds or less. I think it's like 16 pounds that this box weighs. So I could put that in my suitcase and I could travel with it. And then I work out in my room. On my breaks, because we get breaks at work, usually I didn't take breaks. I would just sit at my desk and keep working. But now I get up and I take a couple of laps around the parking lot or a area that is safe at the job site that I could take a couple of laps. I keep my Apple Watch charged and on for the most part. I have not used it much over here in the UK, only because even though I've been here since July the 25th, I'm still on time issues. So I do get crazy with the difference in time. I decided that I wanted to surround myself with people that have a clear mindset on things that they want. I don't need the naysayers and the doubters. There, it's not that I cut out friends, but I had to surround myself with different people because I'm on another journey in life. I turned 50 September the 2nd. I'm on a different journey. My life mindset is so different now. I have learned to accept life. I don't have time to say, oh, this could be better. And that's the Virgo way, I guess. I don't get all into that zodiac sign. But now if you want to walk backwards all day, then guess what? I'm going to cheer you on. I'm not going to try to critique you and say, well, if you turn around, you could get ahead faster. I celebrate you in whichever direction you want to go in, because that's not my worry. My worry is me. My worry is my life. And that, and once you start understanding that, you could care less about the outside. We have all been through things in life. We have all experienced things in life. I listen to people and they talk about trauma that they've had as a child growing up. And I'm going to say that again. Trauma that they had as a child growing up. You are an adult now. That is past tense trauma. Until you are ready to heal, you're going to walk around and you're going to hold that trauma. I didn't experience a rough childhood, and I'm not using that to brag. I didn't come from a struggling childhood. I came from a family of love. I came from a family of spoiling. I was spoiled on my mom's side, and my dad very much spoiled me. So for those of you who are still struggling with the childhood trauma of what you've experienced, my biggest support and suggestion to you is therapy. Therapy is not a bad word. This isn't a curse. This isn't a sacrifice. This is healing. I use Talkspace. And I could give you all information and stuff about Talkspace also in another episode. But I use Talkspace. The reason why I use Talkspace is because of my traveling with work. It allows me to meet with a therapist, my therapist. I could text with her. I have sessions via video. I am allowed to do so much more with my therapist. being that I'm away from home. So if I feel frustrated at work, guess what I could do? Pick up my phone and I could start texting my therapist. Within 24 hours, she will respond back. I have an excellent therapist. She responds back way faster than 24 hours. So I'm never on hold, and if I am, I'm okay with it. There have been a time when I've had to wait and I was okay with it, because typically she's instantly right back on it and she's, you know, walking me through whatever I'm dealing with. There is nothing wrong with having a therapist. We are so programmed that, oh, you must be crazy. Oh, I can't let people know. Guess what? Nobody has to know you're going through Talkspace. Nobody has to know that you're going to a therapist. I just recently told someone that they should get some therapy, because the stuff that they're dealing with will break anyone. We're already dealing with everyday life. And as women, it is hard for us. We're dealing with rejection from males. We're dealing with rejections from females. We're dealing with critiquing. We're dealing with mean girl society. We're dealing with so much. We're dealing with our past. We're dealing with some of us single parents. Even in a married household, a lot of you are dealing with being single in your household because your mate is not giving you what you actually need, and you're just holding on. You're holding on for your house. You're holding on because you don't know how to let go. You're holding on because you don't know which direction to go in. You're holding on because you don't want the outside to say, oh, I knew they weren't happy. Who cares? That is what I was holding on for, because I didn't want people to say, we tried to tell her that wasn't the right person. And I was holding on and I was killing myself because that wasn't for me. So therapy is for everybody. Everybody needs that avenue where you're not judged, that avenue where this person at beginning doesn't know you and can't criticize you. By law, they cannot discuss your case with anyone without your permission. So you don't have to worry about gossiping and any of that. If you are employed, there is something called an employee assistant program. Every company has it. Use it. It's free. You get so many visits with a therapist, psychiatrist, or what have you, and then you have to go through your insurance and pay whatever your copay. The trick is go back and say, I want to try another therapist, if you're not ready to start paying out of pocket. That just resets the clock and you get however many visits again. And if you're still not ready, do it again. Do it until you're comfortable, but don't always run for free. Pay the money. It's so worth it. I pay roughly $200 a month or a week, I can't remember, for my therapist. I think it's two something a month for my therapist. I would blow that literally eating out every day. So invest in you. We all have to invest in us. I've told a story where I've invested thousands of dollars into me for my coaching business. But I also had to invest in my personal development for my mental state. I don't need to fall apart and try to do something over here business-wise. I have to be together all around in order for my business to be successful. I have my coaching business, which I put on hold because I needed to get me together after my father passed. And then I have my tea company. I never put it on hold, but I took my tea company and I just do corporate accounts with my tea company. That way I don't have to do a whole lot. I do sponsorships here a couple of times a year for individuals, but for the bulk, I am in bed and breakfast hotels and a law firm and a couple of things. And I'm perfectly fine with that on the level of my tea company. Will I bring my tea company back to the public? Yes, I will. I will bring it back because that is my heart. That is my baby. It's not closed. You can still order tea. I still do send tea out. But I just don't promote it a whole lot. I will be back promoting it a lot. So taking a break is nothing wrong with that. Getting yourself together, there's nothing wrong with that. Having a therapist, there is nothing wrong with that. We all need an avenue. And a lot of you are holding sexual abuse alone, neglect and everything from your past, and you're walking with it. And instead of releasing it, you're holding on to it to the last, like it is your lifeline. It is not. I promise you. I was almost killed September the 11th, 2003. My youngest daughter father tried to take my life. I fought hard. I prayed. My fighting was in prayer that night. I didn't want to scream because I didn't want to wake my kids. I wanted to get out. I wanted to break away from that. I wanted that to be the last blow that I was taking. That light that shined through was my savior. I don't know where. I know it was God sent. I am thankful for that light because it scared him and made him stop hitting me. The fact that the gas in our complex went out and we had to go to my mother's house, that was all in the power of prayer. It saved my life. It got me away from that. It helped me build me to who I am right now. I've always been a strong person. I stumbled and got into a very bad relationship because I settled. I was never meant to be in that type of lifestyle. But I was settling and I was trying to fit in. And that is where a lot of you struggle. We are women and we settle. And we try to fit in and we end up getting hurt. And then we get into another situation and we settle and we end up getting hurt. And then it just piles up and it piles up and it piles up. And we're walking around with all of this hurt and we're just at a breaking point. And in order to get out of that breaking point, you got to start healing. You got to start removing those layers. You got to start getting yourself into a position where you love on you so much that when somebody comes into your life and says they love you, you will know the difference between somebody saying they love you and they lust you. Love and lust are two things that are very close. We fall in lust before we fall in love. We are eager to be loved, and sometimes it's lust because of our soul wanting to be loved so bad that we lust that person into believing that it's love. Happiness comes when we decide that we truly want to be happy with ourselves. Date yourself. I can go to the movies by myself. I can go shopping by myself. I could take trips by myself. I can go on vacation by myself. And I am just as happy. And when I'm doing those things, guess what? I'm not sitting over in the corner isolated from everybody. I blend in and I laugh and I joke and I kid and I meet people. A lot of you are afraid to do that. You only want to hang with the same crowd that you've always hung with. Sometimes that's the crowd that's holding you back. And it's time to let go. It's not saying no longer be their friend, but build more friends. Drake made a song and it says no new friends. That was just a song. That was not for you to make that your life. There are so many people in this world and making new friends is so amazing. I have made friends over here in the UK. I have a lady at the job, Miss Jackie. I love her to death. The ladies downstairs at the front desk are amazing. I talk to Miss Clara every day, Miss Shelley when I come in. Any of them, they are amazing downstairs. You guys got to learn how to make friends versus trying not to make friends. I have made friends on TikTok. I have made friends on Facebook. I have made friends on Instagram. I have made friends on X. It was Twitter. So you got to make friends outside of your norm. And understand that life is so precious when you have options. There is nothing wrong with having four or five best friends. Guess what? That's beautiful. I have several best friends and I'm happy with all of them. I'm happy with every last one of them. I don't think that life has to be as complex as we allow it to be. It's complex because we're waiting for acceptance from others. We have to walk this path and this journey of our life based off of what we want in our life. We have to walk this path and this journey because this is what we truly want and not what somebody else wants. We have to walk this path and this journey of our life because it's what we want. I am a life and a business coach, and I'm also certified as a relationship coach and a health coach. So what I would say is find your path. And what I noticed is I was just focusing mainly on business. And most of the people that I had in my business coaching program need life coaching first, because they're not ready for a business. They got too much doubt in their self. They got too much doubt in their business. They got too much doubt in their direction and their real purpose. You're too eager to be, oh, I'm a CEO, I'm a boss. You know, that's that big word. Everybody want to say they're a boss. But mentally, are you really? Because you don't know what you want. You're puzzled. I was struggling so hard to keep people in line with what they said. And I'm trying to help them. Hey, use this, do this. They weren't ready for business coaching. They were ready for life coaching and self-awareness, because it's not easy being a business owner. It's not easy saying that I am going to open a training facility when your mindset is not there to build this facility and to be dedicated to it. Most of the time it's because you already have a job and you already got income and you're comfortable. But you got to be eager to want more. You got to be eager to accept failure but never give up. If that is what you want, you're going to work hard to get it. You got to be eager to say that the job that I go to, my 9-to-5, funds my dream. This 9-to-5, me working this overtime, is going to pay the rent on my brick and mortar that I need to run my training facility. This 9-to-5 is going to pay for me to get the marketing that I need for my business. Because you got to have a marketing budget. You got to have a budget for everything. We are in October. This is when you start putting your budgets. What's your training budget? Because you got to go to training. You got to go to conferences. How many conferences you want to go to for the year? What's your budget? If you're saying, oh, this program is going to cost me $10,000. What you got to do to make $10,000 so you can afford that? Work extra on your job. Pick up some extra shifts. Pick up an Uber Eats account and run some Uber Eats or what have you, whatever you got to do. Stop looking at people critiquing you and saying, oh, she must be doing bad because she around here working at Domino's delivering pizza. No, I'm working at Domino's because I'm funding my business. I'm working at this place because I'm funding my business. I'm doing some tutoring to some kids because I'm funding my business. I'm funding my dreams. I'm funding my future. Who cares what people think? Who cares what people say? I used to be one. I didn't want people to know, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this because I want to go on this trip and I got to fund it. I was doing so many of the apartment reviews. It was almost a part-time job. But we were going on a trip. We were going to New Orleans to the Essence Festival. And I wanted the money to fund it. And guess what? I got it. I bust my tail on my lunch break. Instead of taking my hour lunch break, I went and I viewed one or two apartments close to my job. Okay, there go $30 each one, or $50 each one, depending on what the status, the criteria of that job, that review was. And then when I get off from work at 3, guess what? I still got 2 more hours left in the day before apartments complex start closing. Maybe 3 if they close at 6. So I'm trying to rack up. I might go get 3 or 4 extra ones and go and do those and get those over with. I was so intact with going on this trip and having money so that I didn't have to touch my household money. I had it. And I went and I enjoyed myself and I made the best of it. And when I came back, the company that I was doing it for said, you are doing so great. We want to keep you at that pace. But I was burnt out and I took a break, and then I came back and I went back on another mission and I took my kids on a trip. So see, there's eagerness and there's willpower. I would get off from the fire department and I would go work a part-time job that turned into a second job of a full-time job. And I was having fun because I was able to do things with my family that they wanted this, I could buy it. We wanted to go somewhere, guess what? We did it because I was doing whatever I had to do to make sure I was making the money. Then I decided I wanted to venture out to be an entrepreneur. I never needed funding because I built my own funding. I determined what I needed. I didn't jump out there if I was starting a makeup business and I'm going to use my tea company. When I started with 5 flavors. And then as the seasons came, I would add more flavors. Next season come, I add more flavors. I have over 32 flavors of tea. And that's because I pace myself with releasing flavors. When the flavor wasn't doing good, guess what? I discontinued that flavor and I found something else and I replaced it with another flavor. That's all you have to do. You don't have to come out with 75 products. Come out with one or two products. Then as business grows, guess what? We have a new release coming. Business grows some more, we got another new release coming. You don't have to release it all at once. It's not done that way. And that's when you know your mindset is right. When you don't have to do it all at once. It takes time. It takes time to change. And I want to just encourage you all to take time, evaluate you, and write a list of the things that you want to change and start working on that change. Maybe one thing at a time. Maybe you could do two. Maybe you could do three changes at once. I don't know. Do what's comfortable for you. It's not for anyone else. When I decided that I was going to lose weight, I did this for me. I didn't do it for anybody else. I wasn't doing it for anybody to accept me. I was doing it for me to feel better about me and to improve who I am and what I want in my journey. At 50, I feel amazing. At 50, I feel at peace, happy, content, and relaxed. And that's all I wanted in my life. So I am going to end this podcast. I will be back. I want to give you the encouragement. So I encourage you to take the steps that are needed. Get the therapy, get the counseling, get the release that you need. Start removing those layers. There is a video that you can go to YouTube and watch. It's Juanita Byman. It's the old Juanita. The Juanita that will wake your soul up. The one before this Juanita we got now. It's called No More Sheets. This is when she was under T.D. Jakes. That will help you. It's old. Look for the old one where it looks like it's about in the 80s. It was back in the early 90s. When I tell you, it is powerful. It is going to tear you up. It is going to break you. But breaking is good because it's going to break you away from what you're holding on. It's going to help you remove those sheets. Maybe I will live stream it on my business page, Takresha Blunt, and on Facebook, and then you guys can go to my page and you can watch it. I might just put it on my regular page and you guys can just watch it from there. But that's all I have for today. Happy Friday the 13th. This is not a bad luck day. Get out, enjoy yourself, and be beautiful. Bye-bye.